Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. With me today are the co-organisers of the Len Brown Stand Down March, Stephen Berry and Will Ryan. Gentlemen, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, Vinnie.
Now, we have a number of screenshots of mainstream media coverage of the protest, and we are today, ladies and gentlemen, going to run through the mainstream media articles regarding the protest and left-wing commentators as well, and we will be revealing whether or not there are lies, misinformation, or any other general form of scumbaggery involved in their reporting. So, with screenshot number one is from Television 3 News in New Zealand, the anti-Len Brown march in Auckland. Firstly, let's read through this article here. Dozens of people have marched in Auckland calling for Mayor Len Brown to stand down. Anybody else want to comment on the usage of the word dozens?
Dozens makes it sound like maybe one or two dozen, which is incredibly inaccurate.
Yes. And then it goes on to say more than 100 protesters. Now, whenever somebody says more than 100, would anybody say dozens in the same sentence?
It's over eight dozen.
So within the first two lines of this article, they've contradicted themselves.
Well, what they've done, Vinny, is they've tried to set a standard in people's minds initially to make them think that the protest was a failure. And it was not a failure. It was incredibly successful. And it will continue to be successful as pressure is applied even today, the military tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So dozens is just completely misleading. But three news leftists can't really count that well, can they? That's why they left us.
Well, they do have Campbell Live as their flagship 7 o'clock show, so yeah, not a lot of credit to them.
Now, more than 100 protesters gathered at Queen Elizabeth Square at Britomart and marched up Queen Street to Aotea Square about midday today. Organisers say the protest was for anyone who thought Mr Brown should step down for any reason, including his big spending policies or questionable judgment and behaviour. Personal indiscretions are not the only reason Aucklanders should be calling upon Brown to resign, organiser Will Ryan said. Rates have increased faster than inflation in every year of Len Brown's tenure. Mr Brown has been under fire after it was revealed last year he had an extramarital affair with co-worker Bevan Chuang.
Let me just interject there, sorry. Mm-hmm. They've obviously misquoted me, and when the videos come out from the speech, the first speech I made in downtown Auckland at Britomart, people will clearly be able to see that I didn't say rates have increased faster than inflation in every year of Len Brown's tenure, but that they've surmised what I said, but they haven't actually quoted me word for word, so you know, we can't expect them to be accurate, though.
No, and we'll see further cases of misquoting as we go through this.
Now, we will now play for you, ladies and gentlemen, the audio of their news piece that they did there, the TV3 Len Brown Stand Down audio.
Almost 200 people turned out to a march in central Auckland today calling for the mayor to resign. Len Brown has refused to step down in the wake of his extramarital affair, but protesters say they are determined to keep the pressure on. Alex Bourne reports.
It's a simple message for Len Brown.
Stand down! Stand down! Stand down!
Protesters marched up Auckland's Queen Street at midday, saying they've had enough of Len Brown as mayor. In the fallout from his affair scandal last year, Brown continues to face pressure from the public to give up his mayoralty.
I would like Mr. Brown to step down.
Why is that?
Because he's a corrupt and dishonest man and setting a shocking example to our youth.
We don't think that his wife's done us women any favours by staying with him. We think she's a very poor role model for her girls and for all women.
But it isn't just the affair which has the public calling for his resignation.
He's dishonest and a liar. It's got nothing to do with his affair. It's the way he has affair with the spending of the money and the mayoralty.
Undeclared hotel freebies.
He seems to be out of touch with reality, the reality that we see in front of us today. So, no, he probably won't. And unfortunately, the way the mayoral role has been set up, he can't actually be removed with any great ease.
Brown's expected to attend Howick's military tattoo tomorrow, despite organisers asking him to stay away, fearing he'll attract more demonstrations. But these protesters say that's something the mayor will have to get used to. Alex Bourne, 3 News.
Comments on the piece, gentlemen?
Well, the numbers, again, contradicted themselves there. So on the website, we've got dozens, then we've got 100, now we've got 200.
And still probably conservative and incorrect.
Moving on to our second story now, analysed by One News. Under the headline, dozens support calls for Len Brown to stand down. See, and have you noticed, and this is something I've only just noticed now, both 3 News and One News, both mainstream media, both contradict themselves in the exact same way by first saying dozens as the headline and then through the article say hundreds, so that anybody who doesn't even look at the article will think that only dozens attended, and those who do read the article will see a contradiction.
I'm just going through both of those screenshots now. I do believe the first two lines are actually identical.
Let's have a look here. Okay, so moving from the One News, the first line is, dozens have gathered at a protest calling for Mayor Len Brown to stand down. And the TV3 one, dozens of people have marched in Auckland calling for Mayor Len Brown to stand down.
Okay, slightly off.
But virtually the same. Look at the second line, though. More than 100 protesters met at Queen Elizabeth Square at Britomart in Auckland CBD before marching up Queen Street at around midday. And then back to the TV3 one. More than 100 protesters gathered at Queen Elizabeth Square at Britomart and marched up Queen Street to Altair Square about midday today. The wording is almost identical, and yet, ironically, both articles are inaccurate.
You wouldn't want to be doing a school exam sitting next to any of these journalists, would you? They're looking over each other's shoulders.
I agree totally with Stephen's comments.
This is true. Now, let's go through and proceed to read the rest of the article. So from the top of this One News article, dozens support calls for Len Brown to stand down. Dozens have gathered at a protest calling for Auckland Mayor Len Brown to stand down. More than 100 protesters met at Queen Elizabeth Square at Britomart in Auckland CBD before marching up Queen Street at around midday. Affordable Auckland Stephen Berry, who was leading the protest, claims the majority of Aucklanders are, quote, disgusted by Mr. Brown's extramarital affair.
You know, I definitely have something to say about that line, because I've been extremely clear from the start of the Len Brown scandal many months ago. I don't give two figs about his affair, and I certainly did not convey to any media that I was disgusted by the affair.
Well, indeed, you expressly told me not to mention the affair during the protest while we were in it. And indeed, we came up with a number of joke protest lines and what have you that involved the affair in a derogatory sense, which were all cut from the final draft of our protest chants. So,
even during my speech to the protest, I said that I don't care if Len Brown has Bertolaccioni-style bunga bunga parties every weekend.
Continuing on. It comes after the Auckland mayor was asked to keep away from a community festival in Howick this weekend. Howick Military Tattoo President and Ward Councillor for Howick, Sharon Stewart, says that while Mr. Brown normally attends this year, some local residents do not want him there. Mr. Brown reacted by saying that, quote, this is a family day. I'm sure that doesn't strike anybody as completely ironic. And it would be disappointing if it was used as an opportunity for, quote, silly politics. Comments?
I think that Len would actually be engaging in silly politics by showing up to try and show it's business as usual when everybody knows it's no longer is.
Now, in terms of the phonetic structure here, is he claiming that politics itself is silly, or that being corrupt and cheating on his wife and people criticising him for it is silly? Have I missed something?
I think probably the latter.
It was
obviously that's not a silly thing to criticise someone for.
Well, and again, it's about dismissing the relevance of the critique of his actions, more or less, both on and off the field. as it were. Continuing on, it was the latest snub of the mayor in the fallout from his two-year affair with Bevan Chung. Is it Chung or Chuang? I forget.
Chuang, I believe. Chuang.
Chuang. Okay. Which Chuang? That Chuang. Which was revealed late last year during her burlesque career. Last weekend, he was booed by a crowd at the Auckland Nines Rugby League tournament at Eden Park. And there the article ends.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the last snub. This is just one of which I'm sure will be many more. I don't know. He did appear at the Gay Pride March, didn't he? And I'm not sure whether he got booed there, but it's probably more friendly territory.
Mm. Well, it said that this was the latest snub of the mayor, not the last.
Yeah, it's true.
So in this case, the media has gotten something accurate. Now, now there is also a 22-second audio clip of this. It is interesting to note that they only had an incredibly low-quality video and incidentally recorded none of the speakers or any of the information that was actually portrayed, and only about 20 seconds of the repetition of Len Brown stand down, which in my opinion is incredibly disingenuous reporting designed to be devoid of facts and figures and any information, thereby basically cancelling out the whole point of the protest as well as a means of raising the issue to a large extent.
Starts off sounding
like a steam engine noise. Or something like that, and that's what something that struck me as well about it is that they kind of started off with the first 10 to 12 seconds of only a 22 second video that happened over nearly 2 hours of protesting, I think, actually more like an hour, but yeah. 22 seconds of protesting covered over an hour's protest. I think it's kind of especially considering the only information contained within that video is the banners, which people could see, of course, as well as the rather lackluster chanting, I guess. It's probably my fault.
Well, we can't chant the entire time now, can we?
I don't think there's anything to stop us. But yes, any further analysis before we move on to the next article?
No, I mean, the only audio information you get out of that is the first 15 seconds sounds like the background noise of some sort of chaotic horror movie, and then the last 7 seconds you get just a slight gist about what was going on.
Yeah, and that's what I'd like to reiterate, that a lot of people, even post the protest, simply think, you know, who is without sin may cast a first stone, that we are casting stones at this man for some sort of extramarital affair. As if we haven't done anything ourselves in life and maybe, you know, cheated on someone or whatnot. That is not the issue at all. The issues are economic, largely. And the news haven't covered those issues at all. So that's their attempt to kind of misdirect people into thinking that it's some sort of moral crusade, as one of the scoundrels we're coming up to next will reiterates in saying that we are, you know.
Mm. I mean, though saying he is without sin casts the first stone, I mean, we're all sinners ultimately, but I can assure everyone that I've never had sex at work or engaged in bribery or, in fact, increased anybody's rates, so my conscience is clear there.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No. And, of course, the misdirection of the protest is evidenced again by this line. Just to reiterate, Affordable Auckland Stephen Berry, who is leading the protest, claims the majority of Aucklanders are disgusted by Mr. Brown's extramarital affair when no such statement was made, and, indeed, efforts were made to make it not about that. So, pretty disingenuous. Moving on, Radio New Zealand News articles, if you guys have this one in front of you.
Yes, I do.
Marches call for Brown to step down. Around 200 people, again, we have inaccuracies with the reporting and the numbers here, have marched up Auckland's Queen Street calling for the Mayor Len Brown to step down. Stephen, would you iterate what the police told you about the numbers of people and the street protest?
Yep, the communications from Auckland Council through the whole process of getting a permit for the protest made quite clear if we didn't have 500 marchers, the police would not allow us to march on the road and we would have to march on the footpath. And they reiterated that numerous times.
And we did march on the road?
We marched on the road. So as far as I'm concerned, our numbers were definitely in excess of 500.
Mm-hmm. And it's been reported by Radio New Zealand as 200. So who are you going to believe, the mainstream media or the police? Honestly, I don't think I'd believe either of them, but hey, you know, I'll take what I
have a bit more faith in the police, to be honest.
Yeah.
So do I. The police were very good on the day.
They did a very good job yesterday.
They did, and the point is we can publicise those emails, can we not, Stephen, showing how they required us multiple times to have 500 people in order to have a motorcade. If people want to question the state instead of us, if they want to question their precious government and the police department, then they can, you know.
Yep, I've got the permit document sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. Quite clear.
Okay. Continuing on, Mr. Brown is under pressure after he accepted free hotel rooms and upgrades from Sky City, which he failed to declare. And details of his two-year extramarital affair have been widely published. Protest organiser Stephen Berry says there is outrage and disgust at Mr. Brown. He says the people involved are from across the political spectrum and are coming together to tell Mr. Brown to resign. A supporter of Mr. Brown also attended the march. Colin Reid says everybody makes mistakes and the mayor has done a good job for Auckland. I'm not aware of who Colin Reid is.
No, well, he's obviously that was the guy who was trying to assault Penny Bright. Maybe.
Oh yeah,
that
could have been that guy. But I mean, all they focus on once again is the extramarital affair, and you know, this whole idea is everyone makes mistakes. Do they make $1 billion mistakes?
Do you make a mistake for 2 years in a row?
Yes. Yeah,
what did he do?
It's a series of mistakes over a long period of time.
What did Len do? Like trip, fall into a vagina? A couple of hundred times over 2 years. You know, like, whoops, you know, there was a banana.
I'm not sure who the Colin Reid guy is, but just about every Brown supporter that was at that march was incredibly unpleasant.
They were aggressive,
crazy,
yeah.
Crazy, drunk swastika lady. Yes. We had smack the hat off Penny guy. I mean, I've counter-protested protests in the past, many years ago. We were never abusive. We held up signs and made sure we were seen, but never engaged in that sort of behaviour.
People are emotional. They're purely emotional, just saying everyone makes mistakes. Oh, just feel sorry for Len, and you. What about you? And like, they don't have any facts. They're literally void of facts. They cannot argue with the facts. I've had people say, oh, do you get your facts from Canberra or Whale Oil or David Farah? As if just because they have published Auckland's financial figures, like paying $1 million a day just to service the debt, that somehow that those facts become untrue because a right winger has published them.
Mm. May we divert for just a moment to iterate and elucidate upon the Len Brown supporters that attended the protest? I'll go first. You made a reference to swastika lady. Now, for the uninitiated, in the Masonic sense of the word, we have a woman come at us from the very front of the protest. She crosses the road, walks through the traffic, runs right up to me, grabs the microphones out of my hand and attempted to speak something into them. Now, I'm not sure if it's a Len Brown supporter dialect or some form of Klingon that she was speaking, but it sounded more along the lines of something along that nature.
She can't have been that drunk because they found such a vast quantity of alcohol in her bag afterwards.
Oh, really? Well, well, one might conceive that she just wasn't drunk enough for her own good, and because if she was drunk enough for her own good, she would have passed out and not been able to actually do what she did. So, yeah, swastika tattooed on the back of her neck. That's a Len Brown supporter. Next!
Oh, and let's not forget that she took all her clothes off and exposed her breasts to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I really just, I don't think the woman is worth too much of our attention, but it was sad to see that, you know, these people exist and they want to defend the mayor. Why? Like, I feel genuinely sorry for the homeless people of Auckland. As someone who's walked up that street for many years, I've noticed the numbers went down for a period of time, and now they have slowly increased around Midtown in particular. And I just don't understand why these people are thanking the mayor. If the mayor's spending could put these people up in hotels, you know, if it was allocated elsewhere. I mean, the mayor, I'm not advocating that, but I'm just saying the mayor gets $250K. He can't pay back, you know, what he costs for the EY report. And yet, for these people, $1,000 would probably, you know, see them right for a month.
Mm. Now, that's Len Brown supporter number one. We also made references to another Len Brown supporter who was trying to knock Penny's hat off. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you invade somebody else's personal space without their permission and touch them or their personal property, is that assault?
It's pretty close to assault, so now we have to come to the conclusion that Len Brown's support base includes people who beat women.
Mm.
Now, is that too far a step?
You may, or at least
pretty borderline.
Or at least they don't respect property rights.
Mm. Which makes a whole lot of sense.
I wouldn't go calling women property, Will.
Oh, I was more referring to her hat and hitting someone's person, and the fact that private property rights extend from a person's body, and so they've got no problem with putting their hand in your wallet, and putting their hands on your head and hitting you and everything else, because they're Len Brown people. We belong to the mayor. He is our leader.
And then we had the gentleman after the march when we were. Yes, when we're walking to other parts of the town, who wanted to rip my sign off me and attempted to assault me as well. So it's incredible the amount of feral passion Len Brown support seems to bring up in some people.
They're emotionally retarded people, just emotionally retarded, out of touch people who can't control their own bodies, similar to Len Brown.
I recall that incident as well, and I simply made a barrier between you and this man, and kept walking us forward and away from him as well, just to protect you, because I don't like that kind of thing from happening. So we've covered Len Brown supporters and also that Radio New Zealand article. Shall we move on to the next article we have here from News Talk ZB, entitled "Campaigners Marching for Len Brown's Resignation"? Okay, this was written by Jacob Brown. Updated at 1:32 p.m. Protesters are refusing to let wet weather get in the way of a march against Auckland Mayor Len Brown today. There was no wet weather.
It was a bit grey. It might have. I suspect that some of the greyness and light drizzle probably did put a few people off attending as well.
What was interesting to me is that my wife told me that while we were protesting, it was bucketing down in West Auckland, and I believe that this created an impression maybe across the city and gave a hell of a lot less numbers. But my personal experience of being on it, there was perhaps some light spitting for a minute or two, and the rest was basically rain free. And if this reporter was there at the protest and reported that it was raining on the protest, that's a lie.
Probably won't hold him too, have a go at him too much.
I think there are worse lies that have gone on over the day's coverage, to be honest. It was warm and muggy, like a tropical country. But some people might have just looked out in the morning and seen it was raining and decided not to come along. We didn't have the renter mob on our side. There were no ACT Party people who turned up, from what I know. Not many National Party supporters, perhaps. I don't know. But there
was
certainly
Middle New Zealand that showed up, I think.
Sorry?
This was Middle New Zealand that showed up.
I concur. The age range of the protesters seem very similar to the demographics that listen to my broadcast, around between the 40 and 60 age. We're talking about ratepayers. We're talking about voters. Local body election voters specifically. Let's move on with the article here. Organisers hope it'll be the biggest of its kind since news of Lenz Brown's affair broke in October. Affordable Auckland leader Stephen Berry says despite Mr Brown remaining steadfast in holding on to the mayoralty, they still want him to go.
Actually, just that point about it being the biggest of its kind, it actually was the biggest of its kind.
Because right-wingers don't generally protest, and this is probably the first in, like, 50 years. Now,
yeah, exactly.
moving on, quote, weather never helps this sort of thing, but I don't think it's too bad out there. With polls consistently showing that 60 to 75% of Aucklanders are opposed to Len Brown's mayoralty, I think we should get a good turnout today. That's a quote of you, Stephen, I think.
Yep, and that's a very accurate quote.
All right, there we go.
And so, you know, whether we got 500 or 1,000 or 10,000, what matters is where people...
that are representative of the majority of Aucklanders.
Yes, exactly. And what really matters is when people go and fill out their voting sheets and they may not come to a march, but they'll definitely vote according to their consciences.
Mm. Moving on, the group hopes to find unity across political divides this morning. Mr. Berry hopes it will be the largest march of its kind so far. He says there's a wide range of people who want Len Brown to step down. Quote, we'll disagree on other issues, we'll probably even have different reasons for why he should resign. But this is about just bringing people together from across the political spectrum.
I think that article was largely... pretty good, actually.
Largely accurate, apart from maybe the wet weather comment specifically, because it didn't actually rain on the protesters.
On all the important issues, I think they're fairly correct. I think that's,
I think
that's a good article.
I think we should give a thumbs up to News Talk ZB.
Thank you very much. And specifically, Mr. Jacob Brown, you have a K-bar in the mail. Now, we're trying to be very respectful and concordant with the rules of journalistic practice here. So the insults regarding political leaning and what have you are obviously encouraged according to journalistic credibility in this country anyway. Now, speaking of which, next on the list is Kiwi Blog, run by David Farah. Now, incidentally, there is a banner at the top here for an ACT conference, none of which actually showed up to the protest against Len Brown, to my knowledge.
Probably not good practice for central government parties to get that involved in local government issues, though, I imagine.
Yes, I think you are quite accurate there. No private prosecution for Brown. This is dated February 22nd at 11 a.m. by David Farah. So this was an hour before the protest even happened. Stuff reports an attempt to take a private prosecution against Mayor Len Brown has reached a block in the High Court. Private litigant Graham McCready yesterday filed an application for orders and directions in a lawsuit against Brown in the High Court in Wellington. McCready, a Wellington resident, initially filed papers relating to the prosecution in the Auckland District Court. He was told yesterday the case was not a criminal matter and has gone back today asking for a review of that decision. McCready said he was asking for a review because he could not understand why it was considered a civil matter when the proposed charges were bribery and corruption. Because there is no proof of them, this is David Farah speaking now, because there is no proof of them. Brown acted very badly, but there is no proof his actions were criminal. Lying is not a crime. Not disclosing of free hotel rooms is not a crime. There are reasons for him to resign, but not reasons to be in court. Agree or disagree?
I would have to go through all the legal fine print on council rules to really comment on that, but I think most of those things probably relate to a code of conduct rather than actual law.
Indeed, unless of course there was actually bribery and corruption involved, but we'd have to see the evidence of that. And of course, because we haven't gone to the High Court and Graham McCready has not shared his evidence with us and the evidence has not been reported on, can David Farah just say there's no proof? Considering he hasn't seen any of the charges or documentation?
Yeah, perhaps his opinion's a little bit unqualified, but
But nor can we. So perhaps we should move on to the next article, unless anybody else wants to make a further point.
I'd make the further point that in a supposedly free and open society, democracy, that everything should be on the table, and criminal or not, I'd agree with David that Len Brown did act very badly, as he says, and he should have disclosed, he should have had everything on the table a few days prior when the election was held, instead of having this revealed 3 days, of course, after him winning the mayoralty. So
you could hardly expect Len Brown to put billboards up saying "Vote Len Brown for mayor, I cheated on my wife."
You can hardly expect that, but the least you'd expect is for him just to be honest, on the table, open and honest, and just put everything on the table and say, you know, this is what I've done, I'm coming clean, I'm being responsible, because this is going to come out in time anyway. Instead, the guy's just completely arrogant, and you know, who knows what else he's keeping close to his chest at the moment.
I guess ultimately when you're you engage in scumbag practices, just don't be a scumbag. And when you lie and you take benefits which you don't tell people about, there's not really any excuse for you.
And the other excuse that people say that occurred a lot yesterday is, who else would you have to replace him? Who else, you know, could do a better job? Are people trying to say that 1.4 million Aucklanders have less integrity, less intelligence, are less capable, that this guy is the cream of the crop in Auckland? I mean, what sort of shoebox do you have to be living in to think this cretin is the cream of the crop in Auckland?
He's the one.
Has he run a business for himself? Has he actually done anything in society, contributed in any way, apart from just being a parasite his entire life? I don't know.
Well, he trained to be a lawyer, then he became a counsellor. Not really a track record of productivity.
I'll leave my comments.
Now, moving on, I believe, and you guys will just have to do this in a second, that we have a stuff article, but we won't go to that just yet. I'll wait till it's transferred across to you. The next screenshot we have is by Martin Bomber Bradbury, who sent a link from the Daily Blog. He says, quote, "I have seen better attended chemtrail protests than this Down with Len Brown march." Personally, I have led those chemtrail protests, and none of them were anywhere near as well attended as this. So, firstly, that's a lie, and secondly, that's a dig against me personally, isn't it? Or at least I interpret it as that.
Well, you probably appreciate that the chemtrail theory is definitely on the outside of the conspiracy theory realm, so I guess it's probably
an attempt to demonise and have some guilt by association for the protesters, to say that basically these Len Brown protesters are even crazier than chemtrail conspiracy theorists.
That is a very good way of summing it up, yes.
Okay.
And but the thing is,
Martin Bradbury really is the ultimate bottom feeder of journalism. So I don't really think any of his comments have any validity whatsoever.
Martin Bradbury also said that it was a, worse to the effect that the protest was a joint venture between sort of far-right moral crusaders.
We have those screenshots as well. Should we go to the next one then?
Let's go to the next one.
This is actually almost a reiteration of exactly what he just said. The next screenshot is, "I've seen better attended chemtrail, shape-shifting lizard aliens, conservative party conventions than this stand-down Len Brown protest." There have never been any shape-shifting lizard alien protests. Not in this country. Unless, of course, the shape-shifting reptilian aliens were the ones doing the protest, but nobody knew about it.
Well, I think Bomber must have shapeshifted into a lizard, because I didn't see him there, and he said he's seen better attended. So it's like he's saying that he was actually on the street. He lives in town. He could have, rolled out of bed and
put on his
commie outfit on and turned up. But I'm assuming he was just being a usual slob and sitting behind his computer and being an armchair analyst.
The next screenshot may actually shed some light on the situation. We come to Martin Bradbury at Citizen Bomber from Twitter. Here we have a picture taken from a fairly high up place. It looks almost like it's halfway down Queen Street or something of that nature, fairly high up, looking down on the protest from a building. So he may have just quite literally sat on his armchair, taken this picture, and then pontificated upon it. So let's see what he says. The total far-left nuts and right-wing moral crusaders boring everyone to death by demanding Len stands down.
There's not one single accurate word in that whatsoever. And considering Martin Bradbury is a total far-left nut, I would be really concerned at seeing what he considers to be a far-left nut.
I mean, if he thinks Penny Bright is the far-left nut he thinks he's referring to, I'll defend Penny and say, well, at least she doesn't have a picture of Chairman Mao in her lounge.
Or Che Guevara.
I mean,
and Bomber
killers,
has both.
I mean, Bomber worships, this is serious, folks, hardcore killers. Some of the worst killers in human history. And Bomber thinks they're nice people. He'll sit around with his kids and eat dinner, looking at them. I mean, this guy is a sick, demented freak. An absolute fat freak, you know? Like, I can't believe anyone would take him seriously. Look, he's got 2 retweets. I mean, this totally useless slob out there on social media, hating on capitalism while he uses the very system to try and spread his ideas of communist death. I just don't know where to start with this loser.
But tell us what you really think, Will.
He's kind of like New Zealand's version of Mike Moore, only far less successful.
He is a failure, fatter. I don't know, maybe he's not fatter, but he is just disgusting looking. Just everything about them says unachiever, low, just mediocrity. Like he's democratized himself. Like he, everything about him. I just don't know where to end. I just don't know how any he should be going out with Bevan Chang or something. I don't know how his wife tolerates him. Like,
I also just want to stick up for Penny Bright at this point as well. I mean, Penny and I, our politics could not be more polar opposite. However, she works her ass off. She's definitely a woman of integrity. And when she goes on these campaigns about going through the various rules and proper processes of the council, she knows what she's talking about. She's a good bush lawyer. Mm, so that's a thumbs up for Penny.
Without a day's legal training in her life, she has managed to defeat the council in court 25 out of 26 times and has accelerated the one time she did lost to the International Human Rights complaints, I think, at the UN. She's not messing around.
You see, unlike the left, who can't give us credit where credit's due, I can give Penny credit too. She is tireless in her efforts to, see justice in terms of how she understands it should be affected. And I don't agree with her analysis on corruption in the city. I don't agree with her positions on government and the role of government. From a point of view of her being a tireless worker and not a slob like Bomber, and actually having some sort of at least being consistent and semi-logical in where she's coming from anyway, she's leaps and bounds ahead of that little Maoist.
And then we move on to the part boring everyone to death. I think we had a pretty entertained bunch of people down Queen Street.
I have the video footage to prove it. There was many, many cackles to be had.
How about his TV show? Didn't that bore everyone to death? I mean, what happened to that?
He had a TV show?
Oh, he's had several, in fact. First, he had the War on News, which is a 15-minute segment that aired twice per week on Triangle Television before he got picked up by Sky Television on a digital channel where he produced at the Triangle TV studios Citizen A, which was to be a show focused on Auckland. However, it kind of started to branch out because there's only just so much news that Auckland come up with. And the list of guests and what have you never included Penny Bright, never included myself, usually only would include people that were really high up in the council or people who were already in the mainstream media as well. You can make what you wish of the implications of his choice of guests.
Well, he's a media whore. He's someone who, because he's a bottom feeder down in the drain himself, he needs to try and climb on the back of people who've actually made something of themselves by, you know, honest means or by deceit, like Len Brown. And he has to just try and climb up the so-called ladder and gain credibility. He doesn't have any credibility. This slob hasn't said anything that makes logical sense in his life. And I guess the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money, and that, you know, he must have lost advertisers or, you know, people not wanting to be associated with sponsoring this freak at Sky. So he's lost his show. I don't know why exactly. I could find out.
Incidentally, on a side note, Hell Pizza did a advertising campaign for their new brownies, and the billboard said, "At least our brownies won't eat your dog." Now, to somebody with a sense of humour, that's actually kind of clever and kind of funny. But of course, there is a racial element there. Now, Bomber led the protest against Hell Pizza as a result of this billboard advertising and got them to remove it. Not a few months later, guess who was sponsoring the Bomber Bradbury's TV show? Hell Pizza, devilishly delicious.
Oh, wow.
Really? Why would they sponsor someone who had taken them? See, the thing is, this guy doesn't actually believe in freedom of speech either. You know, and that proves that advertising is freedom of speech. You're allowed to...
I'm willing to bet that there's been more people blocked from his Facebook page than actual Facebook friends he has.
He has a mouse delete of... you know, just people like Kerwin and Tane and just the freaks of the city. Just the absolute, you know. The scum floats to the top, and occasionally, you know, they get in a position of power and then they get flushed down the drain again, and then they keep trying to bob up, and this is him just bobbing up again.
Shall we go on to the next screenshot?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, because, I mean, we could talk about what a wanker Bomber Bradbury is for
which
about
reminds now, me. Which reminds me. I need to do a three-hour show with Bomber's enemies about this because it's actually quite important for New Zealanders to realise the truth about him, and I'll leave it there. Next screenshot we have is from Peter Haynes, who I said earlier, his picture looks like a half-transformed werewolf that missed his Prozac hit that day. Maybe I'm being a little harsh.
No personal attacks, Vinny.
Yeah, of course not. But we could call
dog after all.
Yes. Okay, now moving on. we were promised a massive protest. A few hundred out of a population of a million. The organisers have every right to feel embarrassed. Comments?
I couldn't be more proud of our efforts.
I just don't know what these people think, you know. Like, I don't understand the mentality that if 300 people out of a million people think something, say something, do something that is insignificant, that if 3,000 people do it, all of a sudden it's significant. Let me make this like even more dramatic. Say only 300 people a year in Auckland were raped. Are we going to say that they're an insignificant minority because they're a statistical blemish out of 1.4 million people? I mean, it's disgusting to think that people are worth less because they're in a smaller group. There are individuals, and individuals are all worth the same amount, unless their name's Bomber. And And it doesn't matter if 300 people say something, 30 people say something, or 3,000 people say something. The facts remain the same. And for anyone who can count and isn't financially literate and a socialist leftist, they will understand that the $6.7 billion, that the $1 million that's a day in rates repayments, that the 20% of rates revenue going towards these repayments is not sustainable and sooner or later is going to bankrupt the city.
In fact, even worse, that 20% of rates revenue actually just services the interest. It doesn't even repay the debt.
May I make a point here as well? How much did the protest in total cost you personally, Stephen and Will? In total?
I would have spent about probably $350 myself.
I spent about just over $200.
So,
And we also got donations as well.
Did you entirely recoup your costs from those donations?
We would have come very close because we got I got a $500 donation prior to the march so that we could pay for our bill sticker campaign. Mm-hmm. We also got over $500 in donations from people who attended the march and supporters. I mean, that's fantastic out of a crowd of that.
So your right-wingers who voluntarily put forward your own money and even raised enough money to pay for that protest from members of the public who gave it back voluntarily. And there was no there's no shortfall or overarching debt.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't recoup 100%, but we recouped the vast majority of what this march cost to put on.
Would you say that you recouped a higher percentage back than the percentage that Aucklanders now owe internationally because of Len Brown's mayoralty? Percentage.
Absolutely. That's no brainer. We don't even have to do the sums on that to do that.
Yeah,
No, I mean, the thing is, we voluntarily funded it. People voluntarily donated, and I want to thank people for their donations yesterday. We didn't actually lead the crusade and having a donation bucket, I really thank the members of the public who valued it enough to contribute, and we didn't put our hands in anyone's wallets or demand any money from anyone, unlike what these leftists do every single day in the city. Every single day, always calling to spend other people's money, and it's really disgusting and disrespectful for people out there working hard.
And according to Peter Haynes, you should be feeling embarrassed about that.
I don't know how the hell I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm going to crawl up and under the blankets and shake.
I don't know anything about Peter Haynes. I mean, yeah, I don't know if he knows anything about...
You're just bad people. Okay, let's move on to the next... let's move on to the next one. We have a picture here of Kerwin Aries Rowlandson sitting next to a person from Mana who has somewhat of a is that cerebral palsy I detect in the face? I don't know. Maybe the Mana t-shirt is enough. Now he has said. Now Kerwin Aries Rowlandson, can we just iterate for the public, who is this guy specifically?
He is the leader of New Zealand, the New Zealand First Youth Wing. And he has a penchant for dressing up in suits that look like the 1970s Gestapo.
The 1970s to Gestapo. That's right. Yep. The Fourth Reich did not get defeated. It just changed venues and style.
He sees himself as many. I think he could see himself fitting into many movie roles, anything from a Cobra, although he's not built like Stallone, to to some sort of 70s porno, to like...
Oh, no.
I don't, he wears his aviators like he thinks he's Cruise out of Top Gun. I'm just not sure. He seems to be very confused. Definitely on a sort of complete sick power trip.
He's also an extreme nationalist, too.
Yeah, he would just kick out all the foreigners and just have this place. I don't know. Well, maybe he'd have to kick himself out too. I don't know where he hails from genetically.
He talks like nationalism like it's a good thing. I mean, nationalism's probably responsible for some of the greatest evils in world history. No wonder he dresses up like a hippie Gestapo member.
But remember, the Nazis weren't socialists. Just because they called themselves national socialists and just because they arranged the entire economy in a socialist fashion doesn't mean they were socialists, okay? And the national socialists weren't nationalists either.
Just because they were so insanely proud.
They were so, they put out an olive branch to all the Jews and to all the foreigners and to all the disabled people. They were loving people. We've just got them wrong.
Now, shall we go ahead? I just wanted to ask who he was. I didn't expect an entire analysis of his of his existence from a godly perspective. Now, so he goes on to say, okay, so I was wrong. It turns out there was, that was in all capitals, by the way, something to see there. Quote, after marching up Queen Street at a healthy clip, they reached Altair Square to find it was already booked out. I mean, what do you mean they found out that it was already booked out? This is a quote from the Stuff article, which we'll actually go into directly after this one. No word yet on whether the Christian group outnumbered the Stand Down Len Brown crowd yet. There was about maybe 50 of the Christians group that were singing behind us, but of course they started singing basically after we'd finished all of our speeches, and I think that was there was mutual respect between the groups there.
I'm surprised that they booked out the whole square, though, because they clearly didn't need it. They set up one tent.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be several thousand people attending a big evangelical thing.
To set the record straight, these people who just believe anything that comes from the media without being there or getting their facts straight, we knew weeks in advance that another group had Altair Square booked. Hence, we were to go to Airedale Street. I spoke with an officer who was leading the motorcade down the bottom of Queen Street, and I asked him if there was space at Altair, and he said he'd radio up and find out. When we got to Altair, there was plenty of space. The Christian group was thinly dispersed in the middle of the square. The square is a designated free speech zone, as I understand. All these leftists and commies are meant to appreciate that everyone can just come together, and we have these spaces where we can have this freedom of speech. Yeah, but apparently it doesn't apply to us. If it's not speech I don't like, it doesn't apply to us. So the officer said, sure, you can go there. You can don't go fully into the square. Remain on the sidewalk sort of area near the statue and direct the speakers sort of away from the Christian group. Turn the volume down a little bit for them, which I did. And I also got on the mic and thanked the Christian group for their tolerance. So, I mean, there was no problem there. They know it's not an issue. They're trying to misdirect and make issues because they're running defense for their retarded little mayor, Len Brown. And they are little citizen slaves, like Bomber says, Citizen A, whatever he calls himself. He loves being a subject of just sick, freak weirdos like Len Brown.
Might we continue reading on here, because it actually goes to iterate your point again, Will. One of the anti-Brown band complained the Christians had booked before them, so they insisted on gathering around the statue of the famously philandering, longest-serving mayor, the late Dove Meyer Robinson.
Oh, now I really want to get into that paragraph there.
Go ahead.
Okay, so who out of the anti-Brown band complained to who? How could they possibly know that if it were true?
I know they're the conspiracy theorists here. They just throw conjecture around. Absolutely no facts. That's just been
completely made up. Mm-hmm. I mean, the anti-Brown, none of the people organising the march complained about the Christians booking it. I mean, I'd known weeks in advance and had made other arrangements, and then to make that swipe about the philandering previous mayor, well, I don't care about Len Brown's philandering anyway, so I don't know why it's relevant.
I think it was merely an attempt to tie down the protest. Again, we see the repetition of the pattern. Ignore the financial scumbaggery, ignore the corruption possibilities, ignore the lies and everything, just make it all about sex, because sex sells, doesn't it? And also, it completely derails any argument that we would have on any rational basis, even though we've made and stipulated a number of times repeatedly, both to the media and even to the crowd themselves, that is not the reason that we're really here. It's actually the other things.
Well, I can't imagine sex with Len Brown or Dove Meyer Robinson would sell very much, but
I mean, apparently we're boring, though. Like, you know, Bomber finds us boring. Len Brown apparently is captivating. Maybe he's seen the videos. Maybe I'm not sure. I mean, I'll just be theorizing there. But it could be a reason why Bomber never comes out, never sees a light of day, and just remains to be, you know, an unhealthy little cretin. But
he had a 15-minute a week on Triangle.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Actually had 2 15 minutes per week, and then it got expanded to like 30 minutes a day or something like that on the Citizen AM.
Well, now you tell me that.
Wasn't the government subsidising him to do that?
I don't know. I don't have that information. But we've almost finished this Kerwin's response, so let's get through it, and then we can get into the Stuff article, which I believe is actually the juiciest part of the analysis we're doing today. Oh, and then a few self-identified gay activists turned up to tell the mayor not to stand down. So congratulations, Len Brown. It's actually Len Brown Stand Down. You've managed to accomplish nothing other than T-A-H-N. That's a nice little spelling mistake there. Uniting gays and Christians.
How did they know they were gay activists? I saw no rainbow flags. I saw no limp wrists. I didn't see any men kissing each other.
I didn't see them using the words fabulous.
I spoke to one of them, and he didn't seem to be, you know, forward in himself. No, I'm kidding. But my the thing is here, what the Stuff article tries to do also, which Kerwin's taken some of those excerpts from, is say that we were somehow anti the Christian group and anti-gays and also right-wing moral crusaders, which gives this kind of Colin Craig-ish flavour, all at the same time. You know, myself, I couldn't give a damn about people's sexuality. Stephen can define his own sexuality. He's obviously not anti the four gay people who are supposedly protesting us.
Homosexual homophobe who hates gays.
You're a self-hating homosexual, aren't you? You're a bad person.
Yeah, I agree. He's just a bad man. Okay, now, speaking of which, let's move on to the real juicy part. Protest venue double booked. And lie right there away in the title. We explained that double booking before in response to the Kerwin Rowlandson comments, of course, and we've explained that that was not a double booking. There was simply space at Altair, and it was more convenient to just stand there on the side of the road than it was to go all the way up into Airedale Street away from public viewing, okay, because it would have been off Queen Street, and I think that's pretty straightforward, and we knew about the bookings weeks in advance. Is there any other elements you want to add on to that?
There's even a press release that I put out weeks ago where initially the plan was to go to AZ Square, and then we discovered that it was actually already booked, so we changed the destination of the march many, many, many weeks ago. So
I just want to say that
headline is a complete lie.
Yeah, I just want to call Michael Field, the author. Michael, if you're listening, you're a liar.
Yeah, and you've been exposed. Boom. Oh, no, wait. I didn't pronounce that correctly. It's it's one of my favourite words. Boom. Okay, now, this actually really is awesome, isn't it? Okay, now, moving on. Peaceful protest. A group of about 300 people opposed to Len Brown's continued mayoralty march down Queen Street. And there's a wee picture there. Now, again, to reiterate, the police required a minimum of 500 protesters in order to take to the road. The picture is of protesters on the road. Therefore, it couldn't have been under 500. But, of course, if you were a journalist, like an actual journalist, you know these mystical figures who actually research and verify and vet their facts and things of that nature, you would have known that. So let's continue on with the article. One of Auckland's old water-saving mottos was trotted out on Queen Street today as 300 late middle-aged people marched demanding Mayor Len Brown stand down. Late.
What sort of comment is that?
No. More to the point, what the hell is late middle age? All right, you're either middle aged or you're older than that. Yeah.
I don't like being referred to as that old. You know, I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah, I'm still in my
20s. I'm 31. I'm certainly not middle aged.
Yeah, and certainly not late middle aged.
It's like they've used it as an insult. Is it actually a bad thing to be in your 50s? No.
Well, let's have a look at the demographics of the voting public and whatnot. We'll see what they feel about being called late middle-aged as a derogatory, and that seems to be there. Continuing on. If it's brown, flush it down, the group chanted, to the amusement of much younger bystanders, tourists, and a large gathering of Korean Navy sailors.
Now they've tried to portray it like that we're making our country look bad.
And also the Korean Navy sailors were in town for the Gay Pride Parade. Now, the group...
Really? Damn, I so should have gone.
I'm just joking. The group, accompanied by a handful of police and a family dog... Was there a family dog in attendance? I saw no dog.
They're just trying to make it sound like a circus, but have they ever been to a socialist Aotearoa protest? I mean, it's like a zoo.
I bet it's got about as much police as a prison as well.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, there was a dog, maybe. I don't know, Labrador or something. I'm not sure.
I don't recall seeing a dog at all, and I don't think even if a dog was in attendance, a singular dog, that it made that it was absolutely newsworthy rather than covering the facts and the issues that were discussed and indeed were the topic of the protest.
Well, that's what I mean, Vinny.
Maybe they were referring to the drunk swastika lady.
But the thing is,
I wouldn't refer to her as a family dog, though. I mean, what family would keep her and feed her and give her water and build her a little dog house? I don't see people with compassion of that nature.
The thing about the media is, this is a serious point I want to make. The $6.7 billion isn't important, isn't mentioned, but a dog, a mythical dog, doesn't even exist, is mentioned. I mean, we are literally, I'm not even making this up, we are literally living in idiocracy right now. This is literally idiocracy. I'm literally surrounded by retarded people, and I make no qualms about saying that.
Brondo, the thirst mutilator.
Who is this author? The author here is...
Michael Field for stuff.co.nz.
Michael Field, I'm sorry to say, but you are seriously mentally handicapped and you need to lose your job immediately. How you should not be paid a dollar. You should be put on the street with that woman who interrupted our protest. You are a loser, a failure, a liar, and retarded.
And we're only on the seventh line of his article, so...
Jesus Christ.
Let me start that seventh sentence again. The group, accompanied by a handful of police and a family dog, showed few signs of disorder as they also used the opportunity to object rate increases, aircraft noise, the urban plan, and city debt. After marching up Queen Street at a healthy clip, they reached Altair Square to find it was already booked out. An assorted group of Christians were singing hymns as part of National Prayer Day. And again, we knew it was booked out.
I wonder why they mentioned the healthy clip.
Well, actually, the protest was moving...
Slower?
No. The protest was moving rather quickly at the beginning, and I actually had to run to the front to tell them to just slow down and walk a little slower so as to soak up the amount of time that we would spend on the street attempting to inform the public and give them plenty of time to see the signs as they were passing by.
Good call.
Okay. Now, moving on. They complained to an Auckland City security guard about the megaphone noise, but he shrugged his shoulders. Who complained? Oh, it was the Christians, was it?
How did they know, how does Stuff know this? You've already told us about this, haven't you, Will?
It's just another lie. He's a liar.
Okay. One of the anti-Brown band complained the Christians had booked before them, so they insisted on gathering around the statue of the famously philandering, longest-serving mayor, the late Dove Meyer Robinson. Several of the square's usual residents objected to the noise, and one was taken away by police. So
isn't that the stupidest sentence in the entire article?
Let me repeat that one for the audience. Several of the square's usual residents objected to the noise and one was taken away by police. Okay, now they're referring to swastika on the back of the neck, boobs out lady, okay?
I mean, for Pete's sake, that implies that she was arrested for objecting to noise.
Yeah, it does imply that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it sound like the police have been heavy-handed and hit people with batons so that us evil right-wing fascists can get rid of our gentle mayor.
When in actual fact, the reason why she was taken away by police is because she was constantly trying to interrupt the speakers and interfering with our free speech, wasn't it?
And you know, she spat on someone.
And she actually spat at someone. Oh. But you know what? You know what? I actually wish that. And I was on the mic while this was going on, while she interjected, as videos that are coming out will show. And I actually never want to get the police involved in an issue like that. I would rather this woman just left us alone. I gave her some freedom of speech. She called me a little baby because I was 29 years old and said I didn't know, you know, up from down sort of thing. And I just said, well, this baby obviously knows more than you because the city's bankrupt and you can't understand that. But anyway, so I would rather she just went away and not have to, no aggro and no police involved and nothing. So I don't know how or why the police arrested her in the end, but I suspect it was to do with the spitting incident.
Yeah, it was.
And,
Okay, and it goes on to say, 13 cans of liquor. You don't have cans of liquor, you have cans of beer. Liquor's different, isn't it? Or maybe that's my perception.
No, it could have been pre-mixes, I suppose, though I don't drink that filth.
You might be, yeah. 13 cans of liquor were removed from her bag and emptied on the grass beside the Christian group. Oh, it makes it sound almost like that's our problem of like alcohol being exposed to somebody because some crazy person had a whole bunch of booze and was trying to interrupt our protest. That's somehow our fault. Is that the implication that's coming across here?
I would hate to think what she would have been like if she'd actually consumed all those 13 cans of liquor.
Perhaps she started off with 26 and we saw her halfway. Now, moving on, as the Brown speakers complained about property prices and interest rates, four men, identifying themselves as gay, held up a quickly drawn-up placard, Len Brown, don't frown, don't stand down. And again, we reiterate that we had no idea whether or not they were gay, and also they had no gay insignias or anything like that. They didn't have little armbands in rainbow colours and no limp-wristedness, as has been iterated before. Do we have any other comments before we go on to our next screenshot here?
I would just like to point out that that's probably the biggest load of bullshit journalism coverage of this protest out of all of them, and that includes Martin Bradbury.
Okay, well, we will send you a prize of a something brown, which will be left in your letterbox, and it will be fresh. Now, I'm joking. I'm not into vandalism. Well, I am into vandalism, but I don't actually do it because it's illegal and I don't commit crimes anymore.
Vandalism, that's a prison.
Yeah, potato, potato. Okay.
Just send him this video. We'll send him this clip. We'll break it up and send him the segment that specifically relates to his poor journalism.
Indeed.
And maybe send it to his boss, too. We'll send it to his boss. So whoever employs this freak knows that they should just really stop paying him this week. Put him on notice. Fire the bastard.
My personal opinion is that if we did that, he'd wind up getting promoted rather than fired. Tane Scumbrown, I think, is the name of our next screenshot. This is from a Waiheke resident, Mr. Tane Ferry. Libertarian Crusade. It appears to be the exact same photo that Mr. Martin Bradbury posted up. So Tane went to Martin Bradbury's page, copied this, and just called it a Libertarian Crusade, even though even Bradbury said that it was both libertarians and left-wing extremists, which, of course, he's not one, even though he has Chairman Mao and Che Guevara on his frickin' wall.
And Vinny, is Tane Ferry, this would-be journo muckraker who drinks from the same fetid cup as that slob bomber, is he not a left-wing nut himself, in your experience?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't he a Maoist? Doesn't he recite Maoist, hasn't he been reciting Maoist documents?
If he had a cat, he would call it Chairman Meow, all right? That's how much of a Meowist he is.
I've never heard of the guy. But...
No. I mean, he's a loser. This is a moment of fame. You're famous now, Tane. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, there you go. This is the 15 seconds of fame. Moving on. Next screenshot is from Labour Party member Darian Fenton. Oh dear, the marches against Len Brown are going to get wet. Hope it clears up for the Pride Parade tonight. Now, What do you think is more important? I mean, let's say, Stephen, you, for example, you've campaigned to be elected as the mayor of Auckland, technically unsuccessfully, but quite a hell of a lot more successfully than most people on comparable budgets. What do you think was more important for Auckland City? The march to get Len Brown, the corrupt mayor, allegedly, of Auckland to stand down, or the gay pride parade? Darian Fenton, member of the Labour Party, thinks that the gay pride parade is far more important.
Well, you know, initially I was split because I love a good pride parade. They're a lot of fun. But as far as importance to Auckland in our future, is a gay pride parade going to do anything about the $10 billion of debt that we're going to be stuck with at the end of this council term? No. So the Len Brown march was infinitely more important.
Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, just wanted to iterate that, again, the protest itself was not mired by heavy rain, as a number of people have said. So there's some great accuracy from the Labour Party there, as is expected.
And I would have loved to have seen Darian's very sad-looking face when the sun came out at midday.
It was just atrocious. Now, we have a number of pictures and whatnot taken by Matthew Denteith.
Matthew Denteith is someone else worth ignoring. He is really just someone projecting a grand ego of himself. He's a little bit more educated than, you know, the likes of Bomber or Tane or other filth, but he's still completely false, and he's quite creepy in how he just follows people around in his would-be, wannabe SIS-type manner. And he also said he was going to try and set me up at the end of the protest. Well, good luck, pal, because, you know, the nonsense media out there have debunked what he was going to try and claim. Anyway... he's basically just taking issue with all of us. I don't know what his political views are. They're obviously not sane. He hates libertarians. He hates trying to reduce the cost of government. He hates trying to limit government. He thinks government should limit the people, apparently, because it's either one or the other. Let's go to the first picture and let's break it down.
Vinnie Eastwood and Stephen Berry chastise Len Brown for not attending the protest, as if that shows he's unaccountable. I didn't say that or anything like that at any point. And we didn't criticize Len Brown for showing up, or at least I didn't. Did you, Stephen? Is he accurate 50% or?
I may have. I don't recall. But I obviously put out a press release the day before inviting him to come along. So.
But you don't recall specifically whether or not you did?
Well, Vinny, you didn't.
Yeah, I may have even gone to Kim.com's mention.
Mm. Right, in which case, we've forgotten about it. Next picture. David Thornton is against the third wheelie bin. Guess he doesn't care about waste after all. And this is the thing. To say that all of the city's waste problems are going to be solved by having an extra wheelie bin full of recycling that we still ship to China and never recycle is somehow going to actually solve the problem. You know what would actually be more important, Matthew Denteith, than getting a third wheelie bin? How about if Len Brown had told his wife for 2 years where he'd wheelie bin?
How about we actually had a free market and rubbish collection, and you could choose your waste management company, just like you choose your internet service provider, that you could choose what company, all in competition, working to improve quality and lower costs, working across Auckland day by day to clear the city up. No, you know, there's other ways, but no, we have to do it all through government. Now, I'm sure if internet was provided by the government, people would be against privatising it to, you know, the likes of Telstra or Orcon or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they don't about it dropping beneath 56k.
Yeah. Communist internet's far better, obviously. There's just limits in North Korea.
Yeah, I agree with you about the rubbish collection. Unfortunately, the Local Government Act actually specifically stipulates that the council must be involved in it. So,
oh, so it's the government suppressing the free market again? Oh,
it's part of the Local Government Act.
I'm shocked. Now, we're going on to the next one here. Here's another interesting thing in terms of the accuracy of the reporting of the numbers, and Denteith, ironically, says this, maybe somewhere between 500 and 1,000?
And this is a doctor. This is an intelligent man, supposedly. So we won't doubt his intelligence on this point. So his other compatriots on the left are saying less than 100. People like John Stansfield, the deranged partner of Denise Roche, saying less than 100 people turned up, called us misguided or something. The misguided leading the misinformed or something he said in relation to our protest. So you've got people on the far left saying, you know, less than 100. You've got other people saying more than 500, possibly 1,000. I don't know.
You have the police that have a minimum of 500. You have Mantu Dentith going from 500 to 1,000. You have leftists saying it's less than 100. And you have the mainstream media saying it's dozens. Anybody else concerned about the accuracy of reporting just across the spectrum in this country? Isn't it interesting that you attend a protest? Well, we attended and helped to organise this protest of people across the spectrum, both left and right. And is it interesting that both the left and right criticise us all for it?
Credit to Matthew, who was actually there, unlike the other armchair analysts. So, he actually probably has a better perspective of how many people actually were there. No other comments, really.
And furthermore, just onto the next screenshot, and I think this actually iterates Mantu Dentith's political astuteness. His Twitter page picture, he says he's the author of the forthcoming The Philosophy of Conspiracy Theories. And his picture for Twitter is a whole bunch of bottles of alcohol.
Well, I don't care about theories, I care about facts. So
yeah,
the facts of the matter are Auckland is in this critical financial situation. The fact is rates are going up. I don't know how he can deny this, if he's in denial over that. He must be in denial over a lot of issues. We're not making up the $1 million a day that goes to servicing the debt. They like to call other people theorists, and they make all sorts of claims that are completely false. They can't use Google correctly. They can't identify two people with the same name and living in different parts of the country. So what do you do about them? You know, they're just on drugs half the time.
And he's on radio, BFM, Thursdays at 8:15 in the morning. I do 3 hours of radio per day, and I have in the top 750,000 websites in the world. So if numbers are anything to do with credibility, that should be fine. Any further comments on Dentith, because that's actually the end of today's presentation.
The thing to remember is that he believes that our views are based on a psychological need to feel subjugated by some mysterious shadow government or entity. You know, that, I mean, this is nothing of the kind. There is nothing shadowy about the obvious fiscal problems Auckland's facing. There is nothing. These are facts that are clear, that are open now. Len Brown hasn't been clear and open in the past. He's still refusing to be totally transparent, if you ask me. But what we do know is bad enough, and we're sticking to what we know. We're sticking to what's on the public record. We're sticking to what's on the books. And if these people can't understand numbers, mathematics, economics, then that's their problem. It's not a psychological problem relating to me or Vinny or Stephen or anyone else.
Now, I'd also like to iterate the point that I believe that Len Brown is actually being transparent, because I can see right through him.
he's not being deliberately transparent. Indeed, when he promised transparency to his councillors, he went and put out policy announcements without consulting any of them whatsoever.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Final comments to go round. Does anybody actually have anything else to say, or have we said it all?
I just wanted to say about Mantu Dentith, what self-respecting person collects alcohol and takes photographs of it?
Yeah, I mean, when I collect alcohol, I drink it.
Yeah, me too. I don't have an alcohol collection.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, on the subject of us making, because I'm including myself here, personal critiques and personal attacks on all these people, I don't really care what the hell he does following people around, what books he writes, what alcohol he drinks. I don't really care what Bomber does in his spare time. What I do care about them doing though, is misrepresenting the facts, ignoring facts, and calling us liars and saying we're the ones who are deluded and in denial. That's what I care about. And when they start doing that, they will come under big attacks. This is just the beginning. So, it's just a fair warning to them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I said to you guys before the broadcast today, a number of days ago, I was kicked out of the Kiwi Journalists Association for asking things like, do they believe such a thing as conspiracy exists, or do they have any evidence that the New Zealand media has at any point been infiltrated by intelligence services, whether local or foreign, to which many people actually agreed with my points and indeed tried to iterate them, and of course I was given lots of personal attacks as a result, and being called crazy and whatnot. As a result of that personal experience, I have decided that I'm no longer going to even attempt to have a cordial relationship with the mainstream media in this country. It is war, ladies and gentlemen. I'm declaring a one-man war on the New Zealand media. For reasons just like this, apart from those who have shown themselves to be accurate and credible, like as we iterated before, the News Talk ZB reporter Jacob Brown. Congratulations to him. All the rest of you, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself, and I would ask how you sleep at night. However, I know that psychopaths have no problem sleeping. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and we will see you again sometime at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Believe me, this is a listener-supported broadcast. I don't have corporate sponsorship or intelligence agencies giving me a paycheck. That is why I need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to provide the platforms for the people who the media will not give either enough of a voice to or a voice to at all. This is Vinny Eastwood, Mr. News. Thank you for listening.